Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they know what you mean. And yeah. It's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
With me, Sunil Patel.
Me, Harriet Kemsley, and our guest...
Me! I'm Jack Barry.
Yes.
I have to introduce myself on this podcast.
Yeah, we don't know. Do all the heavy lifting,
Oh,
actually.
I see.
Yeah,
COVID.
Thanks
new
for coming,
COVID
Jack.
Regulations. People have to introduce themselves on podcasts.
We've brought this recording forward because of new tiers and COVID regulations.
New laws.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we were all available at short notice. So yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Tomorrow it's going to be illegal for us to podcast together. Although, does this count as work, though?
It technically is work. But this I see it as work.
But this it has to be in a
does
workplace.
That mean I'm getting paid?
No, for you, it's voluntary.
Sorry,
it's a hobby.
But we're just as a reference to those of you who can't see the video, we're at a different location today. And it's a bit slightly awkward seating positions for all of us.
No, you've made it awkward. You're just not set up. You're just like laying down like a baby that can't hold its own head up.
No, I'm trying to make sure my eye line is by the camera eye line.
He's trying to protect his fontanelle.
No, he doesn't. You don't need to do that.
No, I'm doing it out of solidarity with both of you because Jack's on a very small chair.
You're a very small
woman. And
I'm actually taller than people think.
My crotch was pointed right at the camera.
Yeah, we had to give a jack.
I've now got a modesty cushion. It's like Austin Powers.
Do let me know what you think of the new sofa if you're watching this at home. It took me all of about 30 minutes to put together, actually.
Really?
Pretty straightforward.
You were quite scathing about it. you said it wasn't a good sofa.
Yeah, you told me it was very uncomfortable and you hated it.
Well, I do feel uncomfortable right now.
Well, because you're sat. You can put your own fault. This is where you're sat.
This is your baby position.
This is baby position, right?
Get into adult position. There we go. There you go. Now it's better. You're not giving it a chance.
I think it's helping me have a better core strength, this sofa, because it's making me sort of sit up.
I would absolutely disagree. From what is happening here, I would say you have no core strength.
I don't.
Or
I'm
neck
a really
strength.
A coreless boy.
Boy with no core.
Sort
That's
of
you.
A jammy core. Sort of a core made of wet jam.
You're like a Swiss
you're a donut,
roll.
Yeah.
What are your core strengths like? Have you guys been
very
working
poor,
out and stuff?
Very poor.
I actually have been working out.
Oh, you've been doing yoga?
Oh,
yeah. I've been doing lots of yoga. Although I keep getting injured. I've got the most frail body.
Where did you get injured though? What's the
I have a historically bad knee because I tore my cruciate ligament. Yeah, and I had to have surgery on that a few
really?
Years ago.
How did you tear it?
Playing football.
Oh, dangerous sport.
For tea.
And then I was doing like because I couldn't, you know, like I can't go running or anything like that. So I was doing like sort of exercises in my living room in lockdown, like prison workouts.
Yeah, nice.
And then my foot seized up and I've got tendonitis in my foot now.
Oh my
God.
Just from skipping around my living room.
Jesus.
Yeah, furious. So it was so painful.
Sorry, I've got an image of you skipping around your living room. Do you use a rope or do you just...
No.
just like a
happy schoolgirl. That's my workout, the skipper's workout. And it's very dangerous, as it turns out. Got a bad big toe.
Should be careful, those young girls. Yeah,
yeah, it's such a stupid injury, though. It's like basically just my big toe really hurts. And I couldn't walk for a couple of days. I went to do a gig and I almost got stuck in Birmingham because I couldn't walk to the station.
Dangerous.
And then I found it's just so annoying trying to get someone else to care about your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep being to my girlfriend, like, I've got my toe really hurts. And she's just, could not give a shit.
No.
Yeah, I don't care about men's pain at all.
No, unless you're bleeding, no one cares, like, you know, about an injury.
If I say I have an injury, Bobby says he has the same. Like, if I say my toe hurts, Bobby would say, I think my toe hurts as well. It's the most annoying thing in the whole world. Because you just want attention for your toe.
I know. I think it's the problem. I always take the piss out of my girlfriend for, like, any problem that she has. I say she massively blows it out of proportion. But as such, now, I'm obviously never going to get any sympathy for any pain that I have.
I thought it was supposed to be men that were worse with, like, overblowing health problems.
With pain thresholds. Yeah, I think so. But my girlfriend does make a fuss about stuff. We had to pause a film we were watching the other day because she got something stuck in her teeth. And she was like, you don't understand. It feels like my teeth are being pushed apart from each other. And it's like, yeah, you got something in your teeth. That happens to me every meal. I don't pause the film. It's got to be a good reason to pause a film.
How are her teeth doing now?
Fine. Yeah,
found obviously each other again.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, there's a huge gap and planes keep flying through it by accident now.
What did she eat to cause that gap? What was it?
I can't remember.
Seed.
Something seedy.
Sort of
it might be chia seed.
Maybe.
Broccoli or a bit of broccoli.
Not very strong, though, broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know. I think it was like, like tender stem broccoli. It was a bit of stalk.
Yeah, I know. Thready sort of stalk.
Big fan of tender stem broccoli. I was just saying to you guys before, I accidentally ate treble broccoli for lunch today.
Jack's arrived having eaten too much broccoli.
Stuffed with broccoli,
I don't understand how you did it. So one had...
So I had a quiche, put the quiche in the oven, and then put some broccoli in the oven. And then Martina was like, oh, I got this soup too. And then we realised that the soup was broccoli and also the quiche was broccoli. So just had three different methods of broccoli.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yeah.
Absolutely wild, wild day.
Why is Harriet crying whilst Jack eating so much broccoli?
Jack's going to hopefully start a podcast of his own at some point.
Yeah, I've been talking about it. But I don't have any friends who don't already
so
have
if anyone out there, if anyone out there wants to start a podcast.
Yeah, if anyone out there hasn't got a podcast, please be my friend so that I can
do a broccoli podcast with you.
Everyone's got one. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. I'm going to, see if Joe Rogan wants help with hosting.
my new podcast series was released today, actually.
You got another one?
Yeah, on BBC Sounds.
You got two?
Yeah.
I haven't even got one.
Yeah.
You're taking up all the podcasts.
I know. Yeah.
What's your new one about?
It's about being Asian.
That was my idea.
Why don't you do one about China? Because you're an expert.
Yeah, I did go on Nigel and Evelyn's podcast.
Oh, the Rice to Me.
Why are you an expert on China?
Well, just because I used to live there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I
does
got a
that
degree.
Make someone an expert?
Well, more so than us, I guess.
I got a degree in Chinese.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected that.
You wouldn't have expected it. Yeah. No. I come across as quite dense, I suppose. Full of broccoli.
You just don't come across as someone who speaks Chinese, I think.
No.
What do you think Jack would have studied?
Geography.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Or like...
Because it's like geography. It's a classic...
Yeah.
Degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you were just like, oh, I don't know what to pick.
Yeah. You got to do something. I probably would have ended up doing that if I hadn't lived in China as a wee boy.
Wow.
I basically picked Chinese as a slacker subject.
Because you already
knew had an advantage
in it. Because most people who do Chinese at university have done it before, but I already spoke it. So I was like, if I do this, I can just
I
chill
out. I
did
that too. I did English. Yeah. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I already know it.
Most people who do it at university haven't ever spoken English before.
So I was like, guys, I got this.
I was like, I'll get a free holiday to China for a year and I already speak the language and I can just sort of chill for 4 years.
Was it a chilled out experience?
It was. Pretty much. In my last year of university, everyone kind of caught up with me. So then I had to put a bit of effort in for my finals. But otherwise, I just chilled out, took a lot of drugs.
2-1 or?
Got 2-1, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Not worth putting in the extra effort for a first. Not worth it. No one's even ever looked at it anyway. I put a first on my degree on my CV and no one checks.
Really?
Yeah. How can they check anyway? What, do you have to bring them your certificate or something?
What? Yeah, get
no
out of here.
No one cares. You just say you lost it.
I think I've still got my certificate. I don't know what to do with it though. You're supposed to frame it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I suppose so. Or your parents do.
I don't know anybody that's framed theirs, actually.
Have you framed a photo of yourself graduating?
No.
I
think it
either.
Would make your flat look even crazier if you just had one piece of frames on the wall, which
one
was your
qualification.
Your degree was framed on the wall. There's nothing crazy
about this flat.
Yeah, there is. It's the flat of a psychopath. The table is just full of knives, bananas,
and about 10
milk.
Tubes of condensed milk.
Yeah.
All right,
and
the condensed milk
power.
Has now been put away. There's a bowl of fruit with a fruit knife and some books.
A fruit knife?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that owns a fruit knife.
Well, it's called... Well, I do.
You know, well, now I do, yeah. But
a knife and a book called The Path to Power.
Yeah.
Sunil's planning who is in his way on the way to power and who he has to cut down.
This is the beginning of a new series of House of Cards, basically, this podcast.
Of condensed milky House of Cards.
Yeah, I've got 10 tubes of condensed milk because of the Vietnamese coffee I was making.
Oh, you got into that trend, did you, when you have the whipped...
No, that's a different thing. I didn't do that. No, I didn't get it. I don't do trends.
Is that a trend? Whipping stuff?
There was a
whipping
trend
milk.
Of whipped milk.
Really?
Like you missed it.
I did miss it.
Jack missed it.
Wait, is that? I know. But is that like the viral video where the guy pours the coffee in and then the milk kind of comes out the top of the cup? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, that's quite good. I hope I'm painting a good picture of it. The guy whips up the milk and then he pours the coffee in and then it comes out the top, but the milk is so perfectly frothy that it just stays in place about
the coffee just
over
goes
the
round
top
it.
Of the cup.
The coffee just goes round it.
It just goes up like Bart Simpson's hair.
What, the milk?
The milk out the top of the coffee.
Where does the coffee go?
Under the milk, presumably.
Yeah, right, the coffee goes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, yeah, that makes sense because it floats because it's got air in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a little hat of milk on top of the coffee.
A little hat, exactly. Like one of those 90s sort of Fresh Prince haircuts.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I'm having a dirty chai.
What's that?
It's a chai latte with a shot of espresso.
Oh.
Never had it before, and then I went on a holiday to York.
The barista sneezed into it.
Oh, yeah, I went on holiday, actually.
Nice.
What, recently?
Yeah. Went to York, which is where the first case of coronavirus was found in February this year.
It's been there.
And I was there that week.
Really? I thought it was in Wuhan.
Oh, yeah. Well, last time I was there, that was when they shut down this hotel, put like big biohazard signs outside saying, don't come in here. ironically, the hotel was called the Safe Stay Hotel.
Really?
Wow, not so safe anymore,
no.
Is it?
Such a weird name for a hotel.
I wouldn't trust it.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
But very nice, but very quiet. And did a ghost tour.
In York?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What ghosts did you hear about?
Some weird, a lot of dead babies in a pit.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, there's one of those ghosts.
What? What, one
no,
of the baby
never,
ghosts?
Well, apparently, like,
that as if that's a normal thing that
apparently, like,
or like this
like
one ghost, which
kids.
Is like an amalgamation of hundreds of babies. It's like some kind of like Megatron ghost.
Oh god. Well, apparently, if you walk down this alleyway, sometimes if the ghost ever comes out, it's like a baby's arm trying to grab you as you walk past.
Oh, but who's scared of that?
Yeah, babies aren't
babies
strong.
Babies don't have strong arms.
Well, not a ghost. They're ghosts.
Nah, man. Have you seen that one in Ghostbusters? That one in the painting in Ghostbusters 2.
I don't like poltergeists because they throw things at you.
They're
when
very
you're
naughty,
not expecting
aren't they?
It.
Yeah.
No, but they're malevolent. They wish you bad.
Whereas other ghosts, what do they wish for?
Just unfinished business.
Settle the unfinished business, yeah.
Don't just copy what he said.
Have you ever encountered a ghost?
No. Oh, God, now I feel like I am.
A ghost?
What?
No.
You are right now. We're both ghosts.
What do you mean?
No, I'm
this podcast
I'm
is just Harriet in a room. Like,
in an abandoned flat, yeah.
No, so Neil and Jack have been dead for 10 years.
And then has either of you seen a ghost?
No, I haven't seen a ghost.
Have you
no.
Seen
no.
A ghost?
I used to live in my childhood house. My mum thought it was haunted. It was like an old vicarage. And it was like next door to this church. And apparently it had like... good spirits. I don't know. But my mum's My mum and dad's bedroom was underneath my sister's bedroom.
Right.
And my mum said she would always hear, like, walking around upstairs.
Just
and she
your
was
sister.
Like, oh, my sister's out of bed. Yeah. And she'd go up and my sister would be fast asleep.
Oh.
And it was just, she said there was, like, shit like that. But I mean, that could
but
be.
But old anything. Houses, you hear loads of stuff. They have a lot of noises.
Yeah, exactly. Houses, like creaking. But she said it was, she was sure it was footprint, like footsteps.
Was your sister sneaking boys in, maybe, or something?
Maybe.
Streams of boys.
6 year old.
So I've put night lights in this house because I'm scared of the dark. But I didn't realise that until I moved in here. It's the first time I lived on my own.
And then you didn't like it?
I didn't like it for the first couple of nights.
I can understand that. It's kind of freaky.
It is weird. But yeah. I mean, this house is fine because it's quite new.
Yeah.
But if it was like, if I was living in an old vicarage, I'd be absolutely terrified.
Yeah, yeah, I weirdly didn't used to get that scared, but I watched one horror film ever when I was like 16. I watched The Ring, and I've never watched another horror film. Because it was like we were on a school trip, and you know like when we went to France or Germany, and then when we got the ferry back, it had like a cinema in the ferry.
Yeah,
and we went to go and watch The Ring, and it was like classic.
Why
like
were they playing The Ring and the ferry?
How old are you?
I must have been like 15, 16.
Okay,
but it was classic. Like we were with some girls. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like laughing, like taking the piss, like, oh, this is, oh, she's coming out of the TV. And she, like, we were like literally like yelling at the screen, like being like real obnoxious teenagers. And then the next day I was in the old vicarage on my own. I was like, just like looking at the TV, not on, you know, have you seen The Ring? And yeah, it's like literally like the TV like comes on and then she crawls out of the TV and she murders this guy. Yeah. And I was just like the whole day, like, and then, yeah, it fucked me up. And I've never, but then... Oh yeah, no, they're separate. Right. But then I haven't watched another horror film since.
Really?
Apart from when I went to sick form college, we had a foreign film club.
Right.
They had like a club and you could like watch foreign films. And the first one we watched was The Japanese Ring, like the original. And I was like, I've now seen both versions of the fucking Ring, and I haven't watched another horror film since.
Hang on, which one's scarier? The Japanese one. Or
the American ones, I like, got more like bits that make you jump.
Right. Okay.
The Japanese one, there's just like, but when she comes out of the TV, because it's like the first really scary thing, it really shits you up in the Japanese one.
My
Even though you know what's
going
to happen, it's terrifying.
Do you just refuse to watch horror films now?
Yeah, I just don't get anything out of them.
I get nothing out of them.
No.
Really? You don't have any feelings? No,
as in like, I don't understand why you'd watch them.
Oh, okay.
Me either.
You just watched it with like, no feeling.
I don't need to, I don't need this in
my life.
I
don't want to be scared, no.
I'm fine.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, I like roller coasters and stuff, but there's something about just like horror films. I mean,
it's
maybe I would watch
psychological. Have you been on the Saw ride? Because the other like roller coasters I'm fine with, but that was psychologically terrifying.
Because it's like there's like the bloody mannequins as you're like going up to the to the ride.
Is that in Thorpe
and
Park?
And there was a voice that was threatening me. Yeah.
You keep saying you want to go back. You want to go to Thorpe Park all the time. That's all you ever want to do.
Thorpe Park is great.
Yeah, I really want
to
go to Thorpe Park.
I went last year and it is really good.
It's really good just to go on a ride. And
we went on a Wednesday in October once.
Yeah.
And it rained all day.
Oh, no, that's not great.
And there were high winds.
Yeah, it was very windy.
So they closed loads of the rides?
They shut a couple of the rides. But
that's not what you
want. I just remember going on the log flume twice. Just getting really wet and cold.
Well, that's your choice. You made a bad choice.
Yeah, don't do that in October.
You were there as well.
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, you were. You were in the boat with us.
Oh, why did we go on it twice?
And we had a Burger King and you made me wear the crown.
No, I looked over and you were wearing it in the corner. Like the saddest king there ever was, eating chips and a strawberry milkshake.
It's a good time of year to go to Burger King, actually. Thorpe Park.
It's always a good time of year to go to Burger King.
No, October's
Thanks
a great time.
Thanks from the sponsors.
Why is it good to go to Burger King in October?
No, not Burger King, Thorpe Park, because it's just empty,
Thorpe
isn't
Park.
It? It's
but also, they do like Halloween nights.
When
I was a teenager, we went to
Fright Night.
And it was like open till like midnight, and they do like the scary mazes where you walk around.
I can't do a scary maze.
That was terrifying. We went to that when I was a teenager as
What's
well.
In the scary maze? Like actors?
Like actors. But they had two when I went. And the first one you went in, you had to wear these 3D glasses, and it was actually quite crap, and it was quite boring. And so then the next one we went in, it was like, oh, I'll go at the front. They were like, who wants to go at the front? And I was like, oh, being at the front was bullshit last time. And it was so scary. All these people coming up to you, like, with blood coming out of them, like, it's all like sort of strobe lights. And like, and then at the end, you walk through this door, and we opened the door, and there was this terrifying, like, statue of this guy with, like, a melted face holding, like, a meat cleaver. And so I opened the door, and there was, like, screamed at that, scared the shit out of me. We walked down the corridor.
Yeah.
And then my cousin, who I was with, was like, Jack. and I turned around and it wasn't a statue. It was a guy who'd just been standing still. And then when I walked past, he followed me. So I screamed at this statue and then I turned around and it was right there, like in my face.
So there's actually a murderer. What?
Yeah. And that's how I died, and that's why I'm a ghost.
Wait
a minute.
Yeah, he was just like a creepy guy wearing a mask holding a fake meat cleaver.
Okay.
But that was what it was. It was like full of stuff like
but
that.
But you thought he was still.
I thought he was a statue. I thought he was just a waxwork.
And
then he followed me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was really scary.
Yeah, it's not for me at all.
But it's really fun.
Would you ever go back?
Yeah.
I'll never go back.
Are they still doing that? Is Thorpe Park open in this day and age?
Yeah, I don't think it's probably
my
going
agent
very well.
Went the other day.
Really?
Yeah. haven't had any work in fucking months.
Did she just text you and go, oh, by
I
the
just
way,
saw
I'm
her the
Park.
Other day. She lives around the corner from me, so I've been like going for walks with her so she doesn't go mad in lockdown. And then she was like, yeah, I went to Thorpe Park. And I was like, oh, my phone's not been ringing.
Jack and I went for the same job the other day.
Really? Yeah. What was it?
To play a sidekick.
To Vinnie Jones.
To Vinnie Jones.
Oh my God.
So if one of us gets it, we're going to...
Be happy.
Be happy.
What does it mean to be a sidekick?
It's just foil, like a little sort comedic of... foil.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You know, in the way that you're my comedic foil.
Yeah. I'd say he's quite funny though, Vinnie Jones. I'd say he'd be your comedic foil.
No, so he's playing. He's quite funny, I think.
Yeah,
he's
that's why I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
Furious.
I can't remember what the role was, but it's essentially someone who's scared of Vinnie Jones but is working with him.
Yeah, so you'd be good at that. You would be, because you're easily scared, we've discovered.
But Jack told me he charmed the director and everything.
Well, I try. I mean, you're making it sound like I've literally been like... And anyway, I was very charming. Me and Sunil went for brunch and I just spent the whole time talking about how charming I was.
Sounds like Jack, yeah.
What I specifically said was I prefer doing normal auditions because you can connect with people a bit more. Like, because at the moment, it's all like self-tapes. And you have to just tape yourself and I'm crap at them.
You can't charm them.
You can try and charm them a bit. Yeah.
Does your girlfriend ever help you with your self-tapes?
Yeah, she does, and she hates it.
Yeah, it's awful.
So that's always like a slight awkwardness because I can see her furious behind the camera. And I'm like, can we just do one more take? And she's like,
that's not what you need, is it?
No, it's absolutely no. She's not. She's very helpful.
Jack, what do you do that's so charming, though? How do you charm these people?
You know, get my dick out. Get my dick out. Tell him a couple of limericks.
Limericks, is it? Yeah.
You should take notes.
Yeah. What sort of limericks? Like on the spot ones or the ones you memorised?
Just about what's happening in the.
Just like
there was a bald director.
You mean you freestyle
rap
with
your dick out?
freestyle limericks
yeah Def Jam limerick battle.
Yes, my goodness.
I'd love to watch a Def Jam limerick battle. Now that I'm thinking about it. 8 Mile of limericks. But yeah, no, I just sort of try and you can just make people laugh, you know, like you can just chat.
You should
fun.
Try that next
no,
time.
I'm very serious. I'm a very serious man.
Really, you go Snow in, you don't in. Say anything.
I'll give you two options.
I'm usually in a bad mood. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want then? Well, tell me what you want and then I'll do it.
Snapping your fingers at them.
Yeah. And of course, when everyone's on edge, that's when everyone has a good time.
Power move. Yeah. Yes, very powerful. Good for you.
It's weird doing auditions at the moment because sometimes they're on Zoom. And I was saying this to you, like I did one recently and I went in and the director was on Zoom, but I couldn't see him. So it was like this voice of God, like as I'm going in being like, can you just be a bit more chilled or something like that. And it was really weird.
Love to have that voice following me around. Yeah. Telling me what to do. Bit more fun. Bit more energy.
Yeah,
more energy.
Yeah.
I have that voice.
All the time,
yeah. Yeah, be better.
Before,
good morning,
like,
everyone. Yeah, I have that one.
Before, like, humans had language, the voice in their head, they thought that was God. You know that?
What?
So before language...
Sorry, I didn't mean to sigh.
Why did you have such a
such
big
a
sigh?
Big sigh.
Such a big sigh.
Here we go.
So the voice in
no,
your head.
Come
which
on, you tell us your story.
They thought that was the conscience.
But how did they have a voice if they didn't have any words?
No, is that like thoughts? The thoughts in their head that they weren't no, that were coming you, up. They
but
thought.
But you'd have to know the language in order to hear the thoughts.
No. As in, it wasn't like a sentence. It was like when you think something's off, you shouldn't do X, Y, or Z, or you should do something.
Okay, but how do you think that if you don't have the words?
But what is it like? Wouldn't it be like an animal?
When you want a coffee, you don't think the words "I want a coffee." You just feel like you want a coffee.
Like an animal.
Yeah, instinct.
Animals don't have instinct for coffee.
Yeah, but for whatever they need.
Whatever they need. Yeah.
But yeah. But
before language, imagine how would you process the thoughts without knowing what the words were. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? She's about to go. She's about to go off again.
I'm going to cry.
I can't get my head around it. I think they probably had to... They were getting the thoughts in English, but then they couldn't understand what it was. So then they had to learn English. No, they understand the thoughts. Yeah, exactly. They were like, what does this mean?
And imagine then you had to learn English. Imagine if the language of English was just floating around waiting for someone to pick it up.
Exactly, yeah. And then they had to pick it up.
Okay, hang on. Let me write this down.
God, I think we've gone
coffee, too... Coffee, you say.
I think we've gone too abstract for this podcast.
That's how people invented coffee, because they were thinking, I want a coffee. And they were like, what the fuck is that?
What is a coffee?
Did you cry much, Jack?
Not really. My girlfriend thinks I'm a bit of a robot. She calls me a robot.
Yeah.
Aww.
But
nice one.
But yeah, I sort of cry at quite stupid. Like, I never cry at stuff that's happening in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm really sad or I'm really frustrated or something, and she'll be like, you can just cry, just let it out. And I don't feel the need to.
Yeah.
But then I'll watch like a film and I'll cry at that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same here.
Like, but I've cried at some really stupid, stuff.
Last film
I cried at. Do you know what? I always cry if there's like a battle scene, like with some loud music or something. Okay. You know, like they're like charging. They're like, onward!
Because you're scared.
Like, I don't know. No, it's just like the emotion I sort of well up. Yeah. But like, if I'm on a come down, I'll cry at anything. Like if I've had drugs, I once cried at a Warburton's advert when I was a student. I was just like lying on the sofa and it was just like Warburton's advert, and it was like it was this old Warburton's advert where it was all like it was like war. It was like it was like the bread deliverers are going off to war, and it was like them like loading up the bread vans, and then they're like kissing their wives goodbye, and it's like, come back safe, and then they like, and I was in floods of tears because I'd taken far too many pingers the night before, but I was just like, what is happening?
It should be an advert for the University of Leeds, that.
Yeah, it really is. If you want to experiment with drugs, you've got to go to Leeds. But like, oh yeah, and so that, yeah, I cried at something else recently.
Cry at.
There was something else the other day, and I was like, what were we watching? And I was just, and I, like, all the time, if I've had like a big New Year's Eve, I'll cry.
The day after?
Yeah, like, if I'm just, whenever I'm on a bit of a come down, yeah, I'll be like, I'm gonna go.
Do you think you take drugs, though, in order to cry? Like, you think it's for the good feeling, but it's actually for the crying afterwards?
Cathartic.
Yeah, that's
crying
what it
after.
Is. That's
maybe.
Why.
Because whenever you take drugs, you know there's going to be a downside.
I guess so. I mean, I don't take, like, ecstasy anymore because the downside was
too much.
Right. Yeah.
Now I really like psychedelic drugs, which don't give you the same kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
But I have cried on shrooms before. There was one time when... It was New Year's Eve, and I'd just been dumped by my girlfriend, and I was in a bit of a bad place, and me and my friends, we had like quite a big night, and then we ended up taking these mushrooms that my neighbour had grown in her cupboard at like,
okay.
And we took them at like 9 a.m. on New Year's Day, and they were quite intense, and I was sort of sitting there thinking what a piece of shit I was, and like, why had my girlfriend broken up with me? And then my mate, who's done loads of drugs, was like, these shrooms are quite intense, aren't they? And I was like, yeah. And we were with my mate who'd never done shrooms before.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at him and I was like, are you okay, Joe? And he just had one tear like rolling down his cheek, like in the middle of this party. And I was like, I think we've got to go. So I took him home, put him to bed in my bed, and then I just sat on the sofa and I just like burst into tears. And then that started quite a brutal few day come down I went back to my parents' house and we watched Django Unchained and I bawled my eyes out the whole way through Django Unchained.
Did they know you were on mushrooms throughout this?
No, or? They didn't know, but I was just like, I was trying to not let them realize. I was like sat in the corner of my parents' living room and just like every time Jamie Foxx like killed a slave owner, I was like, John Legend.
John Legend. You cried when the white slave owner.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I was just very sympathetic for those poor slave owners. All they wanted to do was go about their business. But yeah, no. Every time he freed a slave, I was just like bawling my eyes out. And I wish I could remember the thing I watched recently that made me cry because it was so stupid. And I was just like, this film's going to make me cry. I cried at that film Roma. That made me cry a lot. And
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And I was thinking of that because we were talking about giving each other a list of films we haven't seen.
Yeah. Oh, I highly recommend Roma. It's on Netflix. It's absolutely stunning. And there's a scene in that near the end, which is just so intense. And me and my girlfriend were both in floods of tears.
Aww.
My girlfriend cries quite a lot. We just watched that that documentary about the octopus on Netflix. Have you seen that? She was bawling her eyes out at that. It's called like My Friend the Octopus.
Not the football one.
No, it's just like this.
What? The octopus that plays football?
Paul, the German octopus.
Who predicts football matches.
Yeah.
But it's not that one, is it?
No, it's not him. It's like this. It's called My Teacher the Octopus. I'd recommend it. It's on Netflix. This quite intense, like South African dude who's like, I was going through quite a hard time in my life. And then I went swimming in the sea without a wetsuit on and it was really cold, but I did it and then I got used to the cold. And then I met this octopus and I was like, what if I just go and see this octopus every day? Mm. And it's just a documentary about this guy hanging out with this octopus every day.
What do they do together?
They just like hang out and he just like, and they like cuddle and like.
You should never cuddle an octopus.
Oh, it's so.
That seems so, they can squeeze you to death.
Can they?
No, it's tiny. It's like, it like hugs his chest. And he like cuddles it. It's really
trying to strangle him. it's trying to kill him.
No, because she like plays with him and stuff. Oh, it's really stunning. It's a very beautiful film, and it made Martina cry a lot. But yeah, I cried just sort of.
I would never more watch things. Those films really because I don't know. I don't really get anything from films that I know are going to be quite emotional.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think I like...
Sometimes it catches you off guard. I think Roma, it's a really beautiful film.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the story of this guy's childhood. I've forgotten his name. The Mexican director.
Yeah.
He directed like Birdman and stuff.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. But it's like, it's based on his childhood. Yeah. Like growing up and his relationship with the nanny. And like his parents got divorced and... It's like that, but then there's just this scene at the end where you're just like, it just kind of, it comes out of nowhere. I think
people were talking it like the best film ever made when it came out.
Yeah, it is up there, I'd say. It was really good, yeah.
Is it black and white, though?
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Do you not like black and white films?
I just
live for that vibrancy.
Just like a bit of, I don't know.
Oh, I like a black and white film.
I just find it hard to concentrate sometimes if it's black and white.
You need something flashing.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You need Peppa Pig. Lights.
Yeah, exactly. I need a cartoon pig, otherwise I'm not in.
I watched Villain in Marbella.
What's that?
Are you both on your phones?
I'm finding this film. What are you looking up?
Villain in Marbella.
Sorry, Jack, you're boring. I
have never experienced anything like this. I don't even have a podcast.
Well, you wouldn't know if you don't have
these guys are so complacent.
Rise of the Foot Soldier, Marbella.
That sounds awful.
It is.
Isn't that like a bad spin-off?
Absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
But it's just mindless nonsense for about an hour. There's about four of them.
It's like a British gangster film, is it?
Yeah.
And it made you cry?
No. Uh-oh. No, I'm just saying that's what I was watching. While you're watching Roma.
So Roma's, okay, I guess. But if you really want an Oscar-winning film.
Is it black and white?
No.
Oh, okay, great, yeah.
So if I have to watch Roma, you have to watch Rise of the Foot Soldier Marbella.
Okay, I'll take that trade. That seems fair enough. We'll see. I'll take some pills and maybe it'll make me cry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a show called Below Deck?
You told me about this.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That sounds like a porn film.
God, all right, you didn't.
No, because I just watched it with my mum.
Helen told me about it.
Oh, it's really good. They're on a yacht and then that's about it.
Yeah, so they work on a super yacht, don't they?
Yeah, they work on a super yacht. It's really fun. but it's not moving or
But super yachts anything. Are, like, in real life... Is this a reality show?
Yeah.
Because in, like, real life, like, cruise ships and super yachts are, like, really dodgy places to work.
I imagine so.
Like, people die about the sea.
Well, a cruise ship is different. These people, they make, like, they can make, like, 20 grand in, like,
yeah, my cousin used to
in a year.
6 weeks or something.
My cousin, like, yeah.
three in a whole years, year. They can make 20 grand, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'd take that. Especially at the moment.
Yeah.
20 grand, you say? Okay, Mr. Moneybags. yeah, no, my cousin used to work on a super yacht.
Really?
Has he been on Below Deck?
No, I don't know. Well, this was, like, 10 years ago.
Doing what?
Oh,
he was, like,
it.
An able seaman. Okay. Which sounds ruder than it is. He's a very proficient sperm.
Oh.
No, but yeah, I think that just means that you're like, you know, you sort of keep the boat running. And but it was like a billionaire super yacht, and they used to have like celebs come on it and stuff.
And,
but you can't ever interact with them, I guess, can you?
Well, no, you're not supposed to. But my cousin actually did, and he got in a bit of trouble. He shagged someone
famous. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Pause the. Can you tell us afterwards?
I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah,
nice
one. Pay for the Patreon, and you get to know who my cousin, who my cousin fucked. But the other things that made me cry, I cried actually genuinely. I think I wasn't a very emotional kid either, but I cried when I moved to China and when I moved back to China. It was just like the culture shock of moving to such a different society. I couldn't really get my head around it.
Yeah, it must have changed a lot between.
Yeah.
When you were there as a kid.
Yeah. What was different about it?
It's just a different world, you know? China. It's just like everything is different. Mm. And I moved there when I was 12 and I was just like, I don't understand this. And then we lived there for a couple of years. And then I came back to the UK and I was like, what's this place? And I didn't get that either. And I just remember like crying in my garden with my mum. It was like one of the last times I properly cried about just what was going on in my life. Because I just couldn't really get my head around it.
Oh, when you came back?
When I came back, it was almost... Embarrassingly, the reason I cried when we went to China, the main reason I cried, is because my N64 had been... We had to send all of our stuff in a container, and it takes like 6 months to get there. So loads of our stuff we put in the container.
6 months?
Wait, why did it take 6 months?
Because it's on a boat, and boats are fucking slow. You've got to sail all the way there. Maybe it wasn't 6 months, but it was ages. And so we put my N64 in it. And do you remember, like... on the N64, you had to get an expansion pack, which meant that you could play certain games better. So I had Perfect Dark, and Perfect Dark was my favourite game ever, but I couldn't play it properly because I didn't have the expansion pack. And while it was in the container, I'd saved up and bought the expansion pack.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Shanghai, and I put the expansion pack in, and it wouldn't work on the TV. And it was like, we've just got here for 2 years. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to play my N64 for 2 years. And I just burst into tears. I was like, ah! And it was so pathetic. And then, like, a handyman came over and had it working in, like, 2 minutes. Oh, right. But, like...
I got a handyman
Like, this Chinese handyman just came over and sorted it out. This crying white boy in the corner. He's just like, oh, what must I have looked like? Get the handyman round to fix up the N64. And I'm just like crying. Like,
probably
Mommy.
When they all realised that the West was over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. These guys, we don't have to worry about them. But then, so that was when I cried when I was a wee boy.
That's more crying incidents than I expected.
Yeah,
actually.
You said you cry a lot, but actually quite a lot.
I guess so. But there's like, that's it now.
Oh, right.
I mean,
you think you'll never cry again?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just, like I say, whenever I'm frustrated or sad or annoyed about something in my life, I just don't feel, it's not even like I'm holding back. My girlfriend thinks I'm like being like a toxic man. And she's like, just let it out. And I'm like, honestly, there's nothing. That's just not the way my body wants to react.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm not holding it back. But then I watch a Warburton's advert and I'm good to go.
Pissing out your ears.
Yeah.
Ears, eyes.
Oh,
did you say ears?
I said ears by accident, yes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You're on your phone again?
I was going to read a sad story.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Oh, maybe this will make me cry. I'm not going to come down there.
It's because it is animal related. Okay, so orangutan moves into derelict church in central London after 2 weeks search for a home.
What a hipster.
What? It's just pottering around London.
Wait a second. Pongo.
Wait a second.
Who was displaced by deforestation in native Borneo, has found a new home in London as campaigners warn that an area of rainforest the size of the UK has been chopped down. A homeless orangutan, we heard all that already.
Where are we
Pongo was displaced from his real rainforest home in Borneo, where he was just one of 100,000 left. He is now surrounded by trees at St Dunstan in East London, having scoured the UK
left?
For a fortnight.
I thought there was like a few hundred left.
100,000.
100,000 is quite a lot. I mean, they're nice and everything. I don't want them to die. But
but we got a bit of a buffer.
Yeah, we're all right for a bit.
No need to panic yet. Well, but I mean, this sounds like a good story. He's got a nice church.
Campaigners have warned that 24 million hectares of rainforest, an area the size of the UK, was destroyed in Indonesia between...
24 million hectares, was it?
Yep.
Okay.
What? Hectares?
Hectares.
Hectares. It was destroyed in Indonesia between 1990 and 2015, primarily to make well for palm oil plantations.
25 years, that's quite a long time.
Pongo...
Stirring anything in you, is it? Smells actually quite annoyed.
It just feels like normal facts, normal information, nothing.
I could chop down more trees than that on my own.
But yeah, Pongo's living in this church in central London.
Where is it? Which church?
St Dunstan.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sounds quite hip.
He searched on spareroom.com.
No, he didn't. Come on. You just made that up. Shut up, what?
He says after he lost his habitat.
It actually does say that in the story.
He was on spareroom.
He searched on spareroom.com for it.
And he
what
settled,
is going on?
He settled in the... Okay, wait.
I just found a new housemate on spareroom. I didn't see any orangutans on there.
The animatronic orangutan on the dilapidated building after a fortnight.
What? It's not even a real orangutan.
It's a robot.
It's like a Terminator. Trees.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a...
It's just a big old publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You're trying to get us to cry over a bloody publicity stunt.
Yeah, it's fake story.
McDonald's launched a new burger this week. cry.
Well, thanks, Harriet.
An animatronic orangutan, like at Thorpe Park.
Did that
like...
bring up any feelings at all?
Yeah, fury.
As usual, your sad stories made everyone angry.
Okay. What about this one? Great white shark chased away by giant sea creature.
What? Oh, okay. Here we go. This is what I want to hear about. I love sea.
One more go at us.
I love crazy sea stuff. Great white. Is it the Meg?
It's Jaws 2. Footage of a great white shark being chased by a burly elephant has stunned
Oh, such a crucial missed word.
In the clip, the shark cruises close to the shore at a leisurely pace. In the background, a larger shape in the water suddenly changes course and heads straight for the apex predator, your favourite word. The shark notices the 5-ton mammal gunning straight towards it and suddenly puts on a surprising display of speed, trying to get away from the unexpected danger. It looks like the shark made a safe getaway, but the hair-raising video still made a splash when it was shared on Facebook by Plettenberg Bay Tourism. Someone of stunned viewer said, wow.
Full stop.
That is one hell of a seal. Didn't know they got so big. Them elephant seals ain't a small creature. Second.
I thought it was going to be like a kraken or something like that. I was looking forward to some giant squid. Oh, it's an elephant seal. Spoiler alert.
How big is an elephant seal?
Pretty big enough. Pretty big.
Thanks, guys. Thank you both. Pretty big enough. Okay.
I do wish it was an elephant, though. That was a shame.
Someone in the comments says, looks like an orca. Someone else says, no, it doesn't. Orcas are black and far bigger. This was an elephant seal. Watch it again.
This is journalism.
With your glasses on this time. No, she's actually reading
the comments. LOL. Oh. Then someone else says, orcas are black and white.
Right.
None of them got any likes.
I don't want any more of this. I want no more stories.
Okay, well, yeah, so I think we all felt moved by the story today.
Do you read the stories before you read them out?
Yes, I do. I thoroughly read the stories.
So you thought it was an elephant? Did you before?
Well,
you
I just found that one when I was on the other one about the orangutan. Then I found the other one. So,
you knew the orangutan wasn't real.
You knew it was going to be a robot.
No, because I just saw that it moved into the thing. But
so you just read the headline?
No, I read the whole thing. I just must have skipped.
Skipped the word where it was like animatronic.
Well, that was quite far down.
Yeah, so you didn't read the whole thing.
You read about three
quarters. I read the whole thing.
No, you didn't. You missed crucial information. Yeah.
Pongo.
Jack, you got any gigs coming up you want to promote?
Any shows?
Absolutely not.
Any shows
new
happening?
Podcast?
New podcast,
yeah, my
maybe.
Podcast.
Stay
Keep
tuned.
An eye out for my podcast, yeah. Yeah.
Suggest any podcast ideas as well to Jack.
Jack Barry is an Asian man. I don't know. I'm in Feel Good. Watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, there's going to be a second series of that at some point. So that'd be a thing to watch out for.
Is it on Netflix or all four?
Yeah, it's on Channel 4, the first series, but it's on Netflix if you're not in the UK.
Right, okay.
But I don't know. But I think if there's a second series, it will just be on Netflix.
Sweet.
But I don't know if I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Censor the stuff for Harriet's mum. Censor the stuff for Netflix. Harriet's mum.
We can just say
is Netflix.
That,
Netflix can't know that Harriet's ever smoked.
Yeah, please. Netflix know about my mum. Thank you.
Okay, but you're on Feel Good, which is on
season one is out now
on Channel 4 in the UK on Netflix if you're not in the UK. And yeah, and I'm on the socials. I've got a website.
You built a website, didn't you?
Yeah, it's got some silly videos on it. They're quite fun.
So we've done some videos together.
Me
and Jack done some videos together. Watch those.
Oh my God.
Jackbarry.co.uk. And my on Instagram, I'm at I am Jack Barry.
Wow.
And at Twitter, I'm at Jay Basler. Which is a bit embarrassing.
Mixing it up between.
I get annoyed that I don't have the same. Like, I wish I had the same one for all.
I know.
Of them,
I hate it when you go on a podcast with other people and they're like, "Yeah, I'm blah 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 on all socials." And
you're
like,
"How do you get that?"
It's fucking. Steve Jobs.
I have that. I'm really? Steve Jobs.
Steve
yeah,
Steve
that's
Jobs.
Me. Yeah.
Steve Jobs. On
I'm Steve Jobs on all platforms. Yeah,
that's what you get. Follow me at Steve Jobs wherever you get your Instagrams.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, thanks so much for
thanks
coming.
Thanks so much for having
Jack,
me.
We really appreciate
me sit on
it.
This little chair.
Last day of freedom.
I know. Tomorrow we're just gonna have to talk to the ghosts.
See you on the other side.
I think there's a ghost that lives in my block of flats.
Is there?
No, not really. There's this woman who's like an opera singer, but she. I always say that it's a ghost. All the time. She always is singing really loud, but she never sings an actual song. She's always just doing like scales. She's always like, and like for like 7 years, she's just been like.
That's something you should do outside of a block of flats.
Yeah, I know, but I don't mind it. I just think she's a ghost.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, good luck to her.
Yeah, good luck. I hope the opera comes back. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.